This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As well as figuratively, hello. DJV show continuing for Monday, the 12th of November. This is the day Veterans Day is observed, thanks to the unions and getting everything changed from the real date, the date that it ought to be. Well, maybe some of you observed it yesterday, the 11th, because that's the real day, 11-11. And the time was 11-11 when they signed the armistice. Get into that later on. The DJV program with the services and talents of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with a focus on my weekend in California. Jennifer can update us better. I'll give you some anecdotal observations of what I experienced, saw, felt, smelled, that sort of thing, after Jennifer sort of gives us the 4x4 with regard to the specifics of all of the buildings that have been destroyed. The fire continues. It's called the Woolsey Fire. You want to explain why it's called the Woolsey Fire, Jen?
It just started in, usually they name the fire where it was started, and it was started in Woolsey Canyon, which is in Ventura County, but just above the Los Angeles County line. It's a place that housed a company called Rocketdyne. It was a Rocketdyne facility that's empty. That's where this fire started. And, boy, has it blown up and caused a lot of trouble for firefighters and people living in the area.
Well, when you say it started there, the reason it's as bad as it is because of PG&E once again. Same thing as last year with the fires up north. The lack of servicing lines. What I heard on the television report that I was watching yesterday morning was there were three different areas that PG&E was told to clean up, and they didn't. And these are areas where there was a lot of dead, the old growth, the undergrowth that burned so fast hasn't been cleaned. So they'll once again be subject to billions of dollars worth of suing. And I think I heard from somebody that made a deal. Well, we can talk about that afterwards. Let's just do the update in terms of people. Last time I knew there were two deaths. Now there are 25.
Well, let's not, right? That's if we start adding everything together. In the Woolsey Fire, the fire that's near me, that's the one that's in Los Angeles and Ventura County. Only two people have died in that fire. In the Camp Fire, which is in Paradise, that's in Northern California, 3 hours north of Sacramento, near Grass Valley, in that area, that's where 31 plus people are dead. They expect that death toll to go way up. There are 110 people still missing in that fire. That's called the Camp Fire in Northern California. And with that fire, it was so fast moving, it wiped out the entire town. It wiped out the school, the churches, the homes. People were trapped in their houses and their cars trying to escape. With the Woolsey Fire, although there's a lot of structure damage and it's huge in scope and size, there was enough time for people to actually get out, which has prevented the loss of life that you're hearing about. A lot of loss of structure, but the loss of life hasn't been so bad. Now, in this fire, the Woolsey Fire that's near me, and Doug, you were here this weekend in Los Angeles, it's 85,000 acres as of this morning. That's 134 square miles. The good news is that containment, which was at zero on Friday when we were last together, was 0%. Now it's at 10 to 15% containment. That's because on Saturday there was no wind, so fire department officials were able to get a little bit of a handle on it. Some people allowed back in their home, but in other areas like Calabasas, Calabasas. They continue to expand evacuation orders. You have entire cities that are evacuated. Calabasas, Westlake Village, Oak Park, 225,000 people plus are out of their homes right now. So that's a really big displacement. But another part of the story here is that it hopped the 101 freeway and went over into Malibu and down to the Pacific Ocean. It's threatening Pepperdine College, which is the university that suffered a few losses of their students in the borderline shooting last week. And you have a lot of celebrities on that side of the hill who also lost their home, not that that makes them any more important than anybody else, but of course that's getting a lot of attention. Camille Grammer was one. Robin Thicke was one. There was a lot of reports that the Bachelor Mansion had burnt down. Apparently it's still standing, except the back house that was used for production burnt down. So it's really hard to know at this point exactly what the scope is of how much is burnt down, because this thing continues to grow, and the Santa Ana conditions are not helping. That means lots of dry weather and lots of wind. And that's in effect for the rest of the day today. So it's a little bit more of a challenge.
I was wondering where Wolseley was compared to, in relation to Malibu, because I saw so many celebrities in Malibu who had tweeted that their homes were gone. Miley Cyrus lost her home in Malibu. She said her animals and her fiance got out, so that was what was important. And then Martin Sheen and his wife, Charlie Sheen, was looking for his parents on Twitter over the weekend, and apparently they had been displaced from their home in Malibu, and they were actually out volunteering and helping the fire department. When he finally located them. And Robin Thicke's home burned down, and Lady Gaga's ranch, she said she's not sure if it's still standing. Caitlyn Jenner's home, which, if you've ever seen it on the show, it's just all concrete, but apparently that burned to the ground.
I just saw reports that that's okay. So it's weird, because you heard people saying that they lost their house, and then I read an article last night that said Caitlyn Jenner said, oh, we dodged a bullet and it's okay. And I think that's because these people are not able to get back into their homes. The entire city of Malibu is evacuated, or at least it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So there's so many people relying on images and helicopters and maps. Yeah. In fact, the news organizations or the local channels, our ABC affiliate, our NBC affiliate, they're actually putting out addresses of homes that have been burnt down, so people can try to figure out if their house is still there or not. So imagine that. You'd have to look on a website to see if you see that matching number, and it's pretty creepy. It's just very strange.
Well,
strange time.
Again,
you don't know what's happening. It's a control issue, certainly.
This is the kind of thing, when you look at it again, the essence of what happens when the proper things are not done, and when people are dumb enough. One of them was started by a campfire, right? One of these fires.
I don't know if they know how it was started. I hadn't heard, but maybe that could be true.
Well, and the people who have been affected, if you want to look at, there are a lot of places up in this area. Mostly when early westerns were shot, they were done in Burbank. But when Burbank was developed, the studio started moving up and away. So a lot of, once you get up into the areas of Malibu, north of there, both inland and on the coast, for example, pretty much right almost diagonally across the street and down the road, down the PCH from Pepperdine, is where Jim Rockford's show was. At least that's where his camper was. A lot of the scenes were filmed down there, Rockford Files. But that whole area, it'd be something, if you were wandering around, you'd probably recognize.
It's called Paramount Ranch, and that's actually one thing that was a total loss that has been confirmed. It's where they do Westworld for HBO. It's where they've done a million television shows, including MASH. In fact, one of the things that a lot of people like to do was on my bucket list, and just goes to show you why you shouldn't put things off, is you could actually take a little hike up to this Paramount Ranch, and there's the set for MASH that's still up there in most of its entirety. That's gone now. That has been destroyed. The only thing that survived on the Paramount Ranch is a church that they used for Westworld. Isn't that interesting? So the whole set burned down except for this one church.
There you go. So my experience this weekend, being out there visiting my two children and my grandson, the Saturday experience, getting in, was dark? When did I get in? No, it was light. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I sometimes forget what time of day it is when I go or come. It was 3 in the afternoon, and I looked around, and there was a cloudiness, there was a heaviness to the air down over the beach, where the airport is right on the coast.
And then as I drove up to 405 to go to Culver City and up to Hollywood and the west of the, what they call it, the West End, it was heavier. You could notice that there was a smog in the sky, which has long since gone. I remember first going to California in 1993 to start spending winters. There were five layers of smog, and you could look at them. As you landed, you could see the five layers of smog. Those have long since gone. And I wasn't even aware of the smog when I landed until I got out and got into the car and started driving north. And then you could see it in the air. And then the sky had a strange hue to it as it got dark on Friday night. When I woke up on Saturday morning, where I was staying, I left the window open, and I could smell, and during the day on Saturday, you could smell. And I was probably, what, down there, Jennifer, 10 miles from the fire? I'm gonna, in that vicinity, 10, 12 miles probably from the fire. But it was, and people were wearing masks around down there. And it was very, very obvious that there was something wrong with the air. You could just
Saturday
feel
was really heaviness. Tough for yeah. for me, for my health. I'm allergic to smoke, and I had a hard time just getting in the air. You feel like you just can't get the oxygen because the Santa Ana wind stopped. That was good news for firefighters because they were able to contain the fire a little bit. They got a 5 or 10% containment on Saturday. But for the rest of us, we suffered because that smoke wasn't going anywhere. It was just hanging heavy in the air. That's what you were experiencing, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. Whereas yesterday, the air was quite clear, quite beautiful. The sky
was
absolutely
back.
Yeah, the wind was back, and it pushed all of the particles, which is really what you're seeing when you see smoke. That's unburned particles of wood or whatever is being burnt, so it got pushed out, and it was a beautiful sunny day, at least in LA County yesterday. So anyway, it is a horrible situation, some of which could have been avoided. Almost all of these fires can be avoided unless they're started by lightning. There's usually a human element to this. Campfires, the fact that PG&E will not, they continue to refuse to clean up the areas under their transmission lines that they're supposed to be cleaning up. They take the odds. How much it costs to clean up? How much are we going to have to pay out? It's that kind of thinking.
Well, not only that, but there's a lot of strange environmental protections in the state of California. That's what Trump was tweeting about over the weekend. Everybody went crazy saying he wasn't being sympathetic. No, the reality is that they will not go in and take down dead brush or dead trees.
Well, that's what I'm
because
saying.
Because they say it's going to upset the environment. So it's not even just a business decision. It's like there's environmental protections to deal with as well.
Yeah. The laws, it's once again another example of how stupid the rules and regulations are in California, people living there. And I was noticing some of the things. This is very indicative of, I guess, what how the people think there. The gas tax was withheld. I read that last, yesterday morning I was having breakfast, reading the newspaper.
There
the
was
gas
no
tax
win.
Everybody was crazy about. It passed. I mean, it was legitimized.
I know.
I just don't understand how people can continue.
People, I hate to say it, are dumb, and they write these propositions to trick people. So a yes vote was a no vote. If you want to repeal the gas tax, they also said that it would cut down fire access to your homes and that firefighters wouldn't be able to use the streets to go and put out your fire and that bridges would fall down. And they used all this fear and trickery to try to get people to vote for keeping the tax, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, it's a dangerous situation for the people that live in California, that's for sure. So, that's the scoop. 20 minutes after the hour here in the DJV program.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll be right back.
going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Aerosmith music in the background at 23 and change after the hour here on the DJB program for Monday with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. And Joe Perry is our focus at the moment. Guitarist for Aerosmith on the mend after a medical emergency landed him in the hospital following his appearance at a Billy Joel concert in New York on Saturday night. Perry joined Billy Joel on stage to perform one of his band's biggest hits, Walk This Way. It's the Billy Joel concert, which is monthly still, right? Madison Square Garden. He has a show at least once a month.
Yeah, he's got like his thousands of shows there.
Right, yeah.
He set a record.
And then Perry collapsed backstage after his cameo appearance. His reps issued a statement, quote, "Following a guest performance during Billy Joel's show last night, Perry experienced shortness of breath, was treated backstage by paramedics who gave the guitarist oxygen, used a tracheal tube to clear his airway before taking him to the hospital. Perry remains there. He's alert, responsive. He'll be unable to appear today at Rock and Roll Hall Fantasy Camp in Florida. Apologizes to those attending. He's expected to return to the road later this month." This is the second time there's been a problem in the last couple of years with Perry and his health. He abruptly staggered off stage during a performance with Alice Cooper, supergroup of the Hollywood Vampires, where he promptly received emergency medical attention. So, what's going on with him?
He took pictures before the show with Billy Joel, and he looked so unwell. Mm. And when you see the pictures, and it's not surprising he did the performance and collapsed.
Yeah, how old is he?
I would say they're all in their...
Mid to late 60s.
To late 60s? Right, he has to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
68.
Okay.
68. All right, and what's his life been full of? Has he been a drug user and abuser?
I'm sure, yeah. I don't want to pass judgment, but
I don't know enough about him. I know who he is, but I don't want to pass judgment either, because I don't know.
I think it's a safe speculation.
Yes, I was going to say, given a safe space.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. So, that'll have something to do with his congestion. Next up, musically, the Backstreet Boys are in the focus. Jen, crank this up, will you please, Kara?
Yeah.
It's two in a million. It wasn't lying. They are going back on the road, ready to embark on their biggest arena tour in 18 years. Boys announcing a 70-date tour alongside news of their upcoming 10th studio album, DNA. They also dropped their new single, Chances, which you are listening to. Let's crack this up for a minute and see if we like it. Of all of the nights that I couldn't see, Shawn Mendes have had a hand in this. The DNA World Tour.
It's not great, but when you think about what it is, it's a group of men who are trying to reinvent themselves after they were the most, well, one of the most successful boy bands of all time, right?
Yeah.
And it's not bad when you think of it that way.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have a feeling this might grow on you because Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which was the last song they released, I heard it and I was kind of like, okay. And then I heard it on the radio over and over again. I was like, I really like this now.
Yeah, I like that one too.
And when you put it in context of exactly what it is they're trying to do, you realize it ain't that bad. It's all
and
right.
If you think about it, if NSYNC got back together right now, they'd probably do something similar to this, right?
Just like this. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So the DNA
really
World Tour.
I know, I like it.
Will kick off in Lisbon, Portugal on May 11th. Finishes off its European run in Budapest on June 25th. Then North American dates begin July 12th in Washington, continue to September 15th and ends in Newark. All tickets purchased to the North American headlining tour come with a physical copy of the new album. Tickets on sale on the 14th, which is this Wednesday. There's the word, 28 after.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Penny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't miss duets. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert.
Florida Georgia Line with BB Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Ben Hanson and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards Live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's one of several major wildfires still raging in California, but the Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed at least 29 lives. A county official says 6 more sets of remains were found yesterday.
Those remains recovered today were located in Paradise. 5 of them were in homes. 1 was in a vehicle.
Further by the numbers, 228 people unaccounted for, 52,000 people evacuated, 6,700 structures destroyed by that one fire alone. And over 4,000 firefighters have that blaze only 25% contained. America's biggest Catholic leaders to focus on sexual abuse by priests at the annual U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, which begins today in Baltimore, a three-day conference. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi.
Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At the hour here on the DJV program, Monday, November 12th, as I mentioned in the last half hour, this is the day Veterans Day is being observed. Normally, we set aside some time during this portion of the program to talk about what may be celebrated during that day. And so today, most obvious choice is Veterans Day, actually known when I was a kid as Armistice Day because it was to celebrate the end of World War I. I think I did mention November 11th at 11:11. There are observations of this all around the world. Excuse me. Not today, but yesterday, no other country that I know of moves holidays like this around for the convenience of the labor movement, but that's what happened here in this country. And I resent, you can tell by my tone, I just kind of resent it. I think this is a, this is the type, this event and the staging of things, people say, what difference does it make as long as you honor the people that died? And that's what it was. It was supposed to be a day of remembrance for those who died in World War One. World War One was a horror show, literally, not that any other wars are, but the way it was fought and the reason for it being fought, the jingoism that was demonstrated, the nationalism, if you will. A lot of people think that there's a danger today because so many countries are only thinking about themselves and there are always fingers being pointed at our country these days. I don't know if that's good or bad. I just know that that's my observation. But the observation that we really focus on here was what happened after Germany was defeated. The League of Nations came into being, which is was a forerunner for today's UN. The restrictions they placed on Germany, the way they treated the Germans, were at that moment. The moment they signed that armistice, it sowed the seeds of World War II. It was so belligerent. It was so ignorant. It was really the Woodrow Wilson, who was the president of our country at the time, really wasn't well. And a lot of people blame that, his thinking, what was he thinking, or what wasn't he thinking when he didn't put up a big stink about what the Europeans wanted to do to contain Germany. But as I say, it just became the beginning of World War II, started that day, in essence. The U.S. veterans organizations that have been responsible for changing it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, as I said, when I was a kid, I remember it being called Armistice Day, changed in 1954, interestingly enough, by Dwight Eisenhower, who was then president of the country. He was the leading military figure from our country in World War II. The memorial honors the people of Memorial Day. But, well, there's confusion. Usually, what's Memorial Day mean? What does Veterans Day mean? Veterans Day is supposed to honor those who are still in service and or who are alive that have been in service. Memorial Day is for those who have passed. That's the best and simplest way that I can explain it. But at any rate, there are so many reasons for us to think about those who are in service, thanking veterans, active duty military for the service that they have given. There are a lot of special discounts at stores today for those of you who are interested in taking advantage of what the veterans have done with freebies at stores and savings and sales and that sort of thing. Most stores are open today. I think the only thing that's closed, schools, government offices, banks, that sort of thing. But as far as retail is concerned, they're all open, and it's a good day to buy sheets. That's right. Yep, because of the veterans and their service, you can buy cheap sheets today. I suppose you can do almost anything today because of the service of the people who saved our butts. That's what I think about when I think about Veterans Day. I think about the people who are still around. Some of them are frustrated because they're doing things they've given because they volunteer to go into the service of our country, and they give, and some of them just don't understand, as do a lot of civilians, what we're doing in certain parts of the country. Anyway, the individuals with military identification today get more special deals than anybody else. A lot of businesses accepting discharge papers as well as military identification, VA cards, veterans organization membership cards, that sort of thing. Some savings extend to spouses, family members. Military discounts are offered year-round on some, in some places, on some things. Bed Bath & Beyond, if you're a person who's been in the service, has ID, you get 25% off your entire purchase today in-store, only for veterans, active duty personnel, military spouses. At Big Lots, you get an 11% discount in-store today. Bye-bye Baby, get 25% off your entire purchase through Monday. I don't know that store chain.
That's all baby, stuff.
Yeah, that's probably right.
That's
bye-bye Baby. Bye-bye Baby. Food Lion, pretty much a southwestern food chain, get a 10% military discount with rewards card, military ID, military personnel, that sort of thing. Kmart, They have an Unsung Heroes promotion offering a 10% in-store discount for veterans, active military, first responders, teachers, police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and nurses. An interesting extension. Mattress Firm, didn't they just declare bankruptcy? Jennifer, Mattress, they're a West Coast,
Firm?
Mattress Firm, I think, yeah.
I don't even know that show.
Yeah.
Well, we had mattress firms on the East Coast over here.
I believe they declared bankruptcy a couple of weeks ago. Anyway.
Bummer. Sorry.
You're getting
20% off.
Yeah.
Today's a good day to buy a mattress.
Use the promo code VETS20 to get the discount online. Nobody's going to know where you are, I suppose, unless you go show up and you have to present some kind of
ID. Well, that's not nice.
Well, you're not. Anybody can use a code like that. If you don't have to prove who you are, you could use it, VETS20, Jennifer. We went to a mattress firm.
I wouldn't even think of doing that. So you're putting that out there, and now you're telling people.
Oh, I think a lot of people would think that.
I would never even think to do that.
Really?
But if they celebrate veterans with our coupon code, I'd be okay. If they say this discount is for veterans, then I probably wouldn't use it.
Well, it's supposed to be for veterans and their families. And again, the first responders are in this as well. At Sears, another bankrupt American company, for a limited time, Sears is offering a military discount for active military and veterans of 20% off regular price merchandise, 5% off sale prices for tools, lawn and garden merchandise, that sort of thing. At Target, you save 10% at Target stores or at Target.com. Let's see, you got to have verification. Exclusions apply. Online verification required. Through Sheer ID. So, Victoria, what's Sheer ID?
Their identification, I guess, process to prove that you are a veteran or that you are active military.
And at World Markets, 25% off your entire purchase through the end of the day today for veterans, active duty, military spouses, that sort of thing. That's actually I discovered that store in the Farmers Market, Jennifer, L.A. I think they have one here now. It's a very interesting store. For anybody who hasn't gone, it's not an ad. It's just
I'll give you props, Doug, because I know you think I never give you props for anything, but you introduced me to World Market, and that's literally like, I had never heard of it, because in New York City, I don't think there is one. So now living in the suburbs in New Jersey, there's one only a few miles from here. That store is incredible. I'm obsessed with that store. I literally decorated half my apartment with that store. I love it. Yeah. So thank you, Doug.
You're welcome, Victoria. My pleasure. There aren't enough doctors or nurses now that we get to the nitty-gritty about veterans and Veterans Day. The obscenity of the day is that there aren't enough doctors or nurses for veterans, according to the new data that's out. We've had three or four people on the past week talking about things, various elements of Veterans Administration, Veterans Affairs, that sort of thing, and they try to put a spin on it. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people doing a great job, but there aren't enough. The biggest shortages are in urban areas, rural areas. The problem is worse in Delaware, Montana, Colorado, where more than 20% of the jobs are unfilled working at the VA. There's health care supposedly provided for all 9 million living veterans, but there are 40,000 job vacancies at the Veterans Health Administration, 40,000 job vacancies. So how do you sugarcoat that? How do you put a spin on that? Utah, Oklahoma, Maryland have high vacancy rates as well. Experts say it's hard to recruit medical and dental staff for VA jobs because the hiring process is long, complicated, the usual government BS, and the pay is lower compared to what you get in the private sector. Lawmakers hope they can help fix the problem. I mean, this is such crap. They've been talking about this ever since I was a teenager. This has been a problem, at least since I first went on the radio, and that was decades ago. And they keep saying lawmakers and their panhandling, using all the military as backdrops for their damn political campaigns, and then they don't do a you-know-what thing to fix the problem. They hope this year to be able to pass the Mission Act, which the president signed. They passed it, but they're hoping that legislation will fix the problem. It included funding so Veterans Affairs can budget for raises and forgive student loans to help recruit new workers. Until then, Facilities with high vacancy rates likely still see wait times for appointments as long as a month. What an outrage! Nearly five times whatever the wait may be at the VA hospitals that have the lowest vacancy rates for professionals. It's just,
you know, and when we talk about veterans who, you know, if you have any type of emotional problems, you can't wait a month.
No.
You don't. They don't have a month to wait. Yeah, that's the most disturbing part. It's one thing if you need some sort of physical care, that's bad enough. But when you need emotional care and they tell you, oh, sorry, we can't see you for another month, I can't even imagine the effect that must have on so many veterans reaching out for help.
Well, let's focus on that for a moment here, Victoria. Active duty military personnel more open to seeking mental health counseling. Old stereotypes and stigmas prevent veterans from getting the help that they need. Andy Solomon has the results of a new survey regarding this.
A new University of Phoenix survey revealed that only 30% of veterans have sought or considered professional counseling, compared to 72% of currently serving military personnel. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Samantha Dutton, Program Director for University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences.
There has been real progress in reducing the stigmas associated with professional counseling. However, for veterans that served in a culture where talking about feelings or seeking help was not widely accepted, the perception of mental health may not have changed.
Dr. Barbara Van Dalen, president and founder of Give an Hour, a leading organization in changing the culture of mental health, explains.
By talking about our mental health and sharing stories about how we care for ourselves and each other, we can ensure that those in need receive the care they deserve. Those who serve are leading the way as we change the culture of mental health.
For more information, visit phoenix.edu/veteranmentalhealth.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jen, in the television report, HGTV stars Chip and Joanna Gaines announcing their return to TV via their own network 7 months after their series Fixer Upper ended. Apparently, the two of them explained their comeback on The Tonight Show on Friday. What's you folks watching this show?
Oh, my God.
No, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, my mom is obsessed with them.
Really?
I've seen their show. It's fun. They take, it's fixer-uppers, so they take, you know, really old houses that are kind of yucky looking, and they make them nice. So people are happy that the Gaines are back.
I thought it was interesting report out today about the folks in England still watching black and white TV.
That is so bizarre.
7,000 households using monochromatic television sets. More than a half century after color was first broadcast in the
UK.
Good for
them. So did they have color and then go back to black and white? Is this like record players coming back?
No, they just never bought new TV.
They're in the countryside.
They are in the Midlands.
Yeah.
Yep, in the Manchester, northern part of England, sure. Yep. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, new tonight on CBS, brand new episodes of The Neighborhood, Happy Together, Magnum P.I., and Bull. That's their Monday night. Dancing with the Stars enters their semifinal rounds. That starts at 8 o'clock on ABC, followed by The Good Doctor at 10. The Voice, all new tonight. That starts at 8, followed by Manifest at 10. Arrow is new tonight on the CW at 8, followed by DC's Legends of Tomorrow. The Real Housewives of Orange County, that's new tonight on Bravo at 9. And on E, if you missed the People's Choice Awards last night, well, you can see them again tonight. Night at 8, followed by a new episode of Busy Tonight.
Interesting results there. 10 before the hour. Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is complete.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Now 53 after the hour, the Monday Tech Talk portion of the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with me making sense of some of the things that are catching our attention, shall we say. I don't know how to play Tetris. I don't even know what Tetris is. So let's, because I don't play games on computers, is this something that requires a, like an Xbox or something?
No, the Tetris actually is a really, we would call it old school computer game, back in, when computer games kind of first started.
Back in the day!
In the early 80s, really, I think, is when this kind of, when Tetris began. And that's when you could play on, just using your keyboard with the up and down and left and right arrow buttons. And Tetris is, if you've ever played Jenga, which is that, you know, with those, the wooden building blocks, and each person has to add on to the Jenga. It's very similar to that. Jenga was inspired by Tetris. And essentially all it is, it's a puzzle. And as pieces drop from the top of your screen, you have to maneuver them to fit into the puzzle. And so it's been super popular on Game Boys when that started in the 80s. Or I guess that was like early 90s, and other game consoles, it's been around for a really long time. So now researchers have discovered that playing Tetris is actually a really good way to help calm your anxiety. A new study found that playing Tetris calms your nerves as you move through periods of anxiety by getting your brain into a state of flow. The state of flow is defined as one where you're completely absorbed or engaged in an activity, you lose your self-awareness, and time starts to fly by. Now, if you're in the state of flow, that's actually a great thing if you have anxiety issues or panic attacks. So if you've ever lost hours to playing Tetris or a similar puzzle game, then you know exactly what flow is. The game distracts your brain. It can be an effective coping tool when you're dealing with a panic attack or anxiety. And for the study, the researchers evaluated a group of 300 college students and told them they were going to be evaluated by their peers based on their attractiveness. So obviously, that is a very stressful thing, thinking that you're going to be judged on your looks. So the control group that was playing classic Tetris was actually able to get into the flow state of mind in their brains and had higher levels of positive emotions and lower levels of negative emotions. So now they say, the researchers who did this out of a couple universities working together, they say they're actually going to look more into puzzle games and computer games that are similar to Tetris to see how exactly it affects the brain and how you can stave off a panic attack, or if you have an anxiety attack, how getting into that state of flow in your brain, how that can actually get you through an attack. So it is kind of interesting that Tetris is the game that they found that works most effectively to do that.
That's very interesting. For those who like to do that stuff, that's a whole culture.
I'm not a researcher, but I would extend this to crossword puzzles, checkers, chess, things, really? Anything like that, where using your brain strategy. I think that's probably part of it.
Yep. All right, that's good. Disney releasing the name of their new streaming platform, which will launch late next year.
The Geek Out.
We now know the name for the Netflix competitor from Disney. Bob Iger recently revealed the name of the streaming service will simply be Disney Plus. Now, Disney is moving all of their content, Marvel, Pixar, Star Wars, etc., onto their own streaming service and will be pulling most, if not all, of this content away from everybody else. Like Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix, Disney is also creating content specifically for this new platform, and we've already reported about new Star Wars, Disney, and Marvel-themed shows that are already in the works. We still don't know what it will cost per month and have only been told it will launch in late 2019, but you can now sign up for updates for Disney Plus on their official website, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Let's finish off, Victoria, the focus on the deal Apple and Amazon have made.
Yes, this is something that people have been looking for a long time. Amazon and Apple have a real deal that will see iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches sold directly on Amazon for the first time. Now, Amazon has had Apple products before, but they've been from third-party sellers. Most of them have been counterfeit, and the sources have not been reputable. So this is something that a lot of people are looking forward to. Apple will roll out their products on Amazon sites around the world in the next few weeks. It will also include Apple devices and those sold under the Apple-owned Beats brand, so you'll be able to shop lots of Beats products for headphones, for Christmas gifts, and all that good stuff.
All right, and it is good stuff, as is most of what you hear on the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
This is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.